Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. We make way for the King. We make way for the King. We put aside our stuff. We lay low before Him. He's worthy, and we give Him honor right now. Worship you. We hit the pause button. We push the go back button. We speak to every distraction and every foul thing that's tried to attempt to stop us from pressing into the Lord. And the will of the Lord, and the purpose and the destiny that He put inside of each and every one of us. We command a holy positioning right now. I see a few people who were on the side of the track, got derailed, come back. Everything is easy in God. Everything is easy in God. When He gives you the plan, the blueprint, the strategy, we don't run through with our own agenda. We wait and we move and we breathe in His presence and we work the plan that He gives us through the Spirit. And there lies the battle of the flesh and the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Lord, help us. By Your grace, help us overcome the distractions. Help us overcome the delays. Help us stand in our authority, which You gave us. We yield right now. Some of us repent. Some of us say, Jesus, I'm calling on Your grace, Your ability. I've tried this thing that You told me to do, and I'm trying to push it through, but it's not going through. And the reason it's not going through is because you cannot have a work of the Spirit pushed through by the flesh. They're opposites. One doesn't work with the other. And truthfully, one will always yield to the other. But the choice is ours. The choice is ours. And right now we choose life.
Yes.
We choose God's plan for our life. We choose God's word for our life. And we say yes, Jesus, to whatever it is that You have for us. And for some of us, we don't know what that is. God never leaves us in the dark. Did you hear me? God never leaves us in the dark. There's this crossing over. The crossing over where we choose to believe by faith that His way is higher, that what He said is true. And at that moment, as we cross out of darkness, out of the corrupt world, into the presence, into Him, it may seem like darkness, but really it's His light. And we're not used to that. Some of us are not used to that. And so we get in this waylay. Well, this is uncomfortable. I only know what I can see. O ye of little faith. God has so much more. And he is holding his hand out. And he's beckoning us to come in deeper. Come in to that secret place. Come in and rest in the shadow of the Almighty God. Underneath his protection. Where he hovers over us and tends to us and builds us up and strengthens us up in him. And during this process, old things pass away, meaning the flesh, our ideas, our agendas, the way we think we know how to do stuff. Every move of God happens when there's total dependency on the King.
Amen.
Everyone who is in a move of God knows it's God and not a man or a woman, that it's him, because they made way for the King. They did the journey of dying to their self daily. Now, did they do it perfectly? No, we can't. We need him. He leads and guides us in all truth, always. Whether we believe that or not, it is true. His word is true. It cannot lie. So it's us that have a little bit of twisted thinking or a little bit of fleshly desires that need to be mortified, killed. God will never force us. He always yields us to the opportunity or the desire of our heart. And that's why we're in a season of exposing what's in our hearts. It's a glorious time in the kingdom of God. And some of you are like, well, I got some issues. Well, we all do, sweetie. We all have issues. And the plan of the enemy is to get you to focus on the issues and look at it from the perspective of earth, where you are defeated. You are never defeated in Christ. He has made a way for us to walk in his resurrection power with boldness and authority through the word. Amen. And what he's doing as the shaking happens in the natural, we welcome it. Because it exposes any weakness in our frame. And then we say, Lord Jesus, I need a 2x4. I need some shoring up in this area. I need to dive in to the word. I need to pound some nails in, scriptures in, and build up the structure, this structure, this spiritual house that we all have. It's a glorious time in the kingdom of God. I'm seeing so much activity. I'm rejoicing of his goodness. Remember, where you look is where you go. Are you looking in the natural? Why? Why? Is it because you're used to that? Listen, let's remember who we are. We're a peculiar person. We're made in his image. It doesn't get any better than that. Step into the new you. Peel off your shame. Peel off the distractions. All you have to do is say, help. And before you even get the help out, he's there. He's a way maker. He always makes a way when we place a draw on him for our victory. Not because we deserve it, but that's how he is. He is victory. He can't help himself. He is full of life. And all he does is release life and abundance. There is no corruption in him. So if you're looking at corruption, you're looking at the wrong system. You're looking at the wrong body. You're looking in the natural. See, listen, we are in a day and an age where we are going to see mighty works.
Amen.
Mighty works. And it's not because we deserve it. It's because he is doing a thing,
right.
And he might use you.
Yep.
If you show up. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be special. He's used, well, a donkey. Yep. Did the donkey earn it?
No.
Did the donkey fast and pray?
No.
No. No. He used Saul. Had to cause a little blindness. Had to blind him from the natural, because that's what he was trained in, to the supernatural. He had to cause darkness to come on him, but it really wasn't darkness. It was light. But we look at that and we read that and we go, oh, he was blinded. But really, was he? Was he really blinded? Or was he so consumed with the glory of God that his natural sight grew dim, was blacked out? When he was laying there with the scales, which eventually fell off because there was a transformation, he made a decision in his heart. That's God. I'm going to serve him with all my heart. And when he did, boom, the scales came off. And he was who he was intended to be before the enemy got a hold of him and train wrecked him. See, it doesn't matter who you are, and it doesn't matter what happened to you. We all have the resurrection life of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And some people you'll notice, well, this happened to me when I was a kid. You know, I got divorced, or, you know, I got this, or I didn't get that. If that is what defines you, you are looking at a past situation, which is death. God's word is always full of the promise of life. But we have to eat of the word to produce the fruit of life. And so I see God challenging us and shaking us and trying to get us to come away from the natural, come away from the schemes of the enemy to keep us looking at darkness. We are the light of God. And when we walk, light is there. Whether you see it in the natural or not, it doesn't matter. We are light. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Wherever we go, we bring light. And darkness has to flee, and it does. Darkness will always bow the knee to Jesus if we exercise the authority of Jesus. Demons have to flee. Limbs have to grow. Sickness has to go. Well, I'm not seeing that. I've prayed over people. Well, let's see. Okay. You're looking at it in the natural. In heaven, it's done. Stay connected until it manifests into the earth. Meanwhile, because it's not manifested in the earth fast enough for you, the enemy is pounding you with darts. It's really bad. You're making a fool out of yourself. Why do you think you're so special? You haven't been able to. Don't you remember you swore yesterday? You know, all that weird stuff that goes on with the darts of the enemy to try to keep us from focusing on life and the tree of life. We are hooked in. We are hooked into the tree of life. We drink from the vine. Life is abundant in us. We are changers into the earth because of the conduit, because we are connected. And I'm telling you, we're going to see wonderful things, also bad things, wonderful things. Both are necessary because they lead to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. They both paths go right back into the Lordship. When God uses you to raise the dead, you know it's not you, you know it's Him. Lordship, Lord, thank you, Lord, you are the only one that could do that. Holy is the Lord. And then the person who's raised from the dead, Lordship, only God could do that. They both paths lead back to the oneness of God. And we're going to see a lot of paths. We're going to see a lot of folks. Chains are just a breaking.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Chains are just a breaking. Life is going to come. Because here's the thing. God's word doesn't lie.
Right.
It doesn't lie. And if you are struggling because you have not seen the manifestation of God's word, get back in there and don't come out until you do. Because what happens is The flesh is flabby and tends to want to quit and rest and have an ice cream cone. And then you'll go back in. But meanwhile, we lose momentum. And the enemy throws a seed or a distraction. I'm telling you, there is going to be so much power of the Holy One manifesting in the earth. I don't know when it's happening, but I see it happening. And it is going to change. It's going to change people. It's going to cause decisions to be made. And there's not going to be this, well, let me think about it for a week and I'll get back to you. I'll fill out the card. No. No programs. It's going to be life or death. Choose life. And we've been practicing this with our words, with our thoughts. But I'm telling you, our actions are the next muscle of development. We're going to see stuff pop and we will not be moved. In him, we will live and have our being. We'll be in him to the point where when something happens, Holy Ghost, what's up? Speak this. Go left. Get out of there. Whatever he says. We're going to exercise our muscles, our spiritual ears, and our spiritual mouths. And we are going to rain down his presence into this earth. He always uses the least likely. Gideon, Moses, Joshua, lots of people. The least likely. Are you the least likely? Did you deserve what you got today? No, we're the least likely. The humble of heart, who know who they are in him, but are not like, I got God in me. I'm great. I got so many people saved this week, or I limbs were growing out. No. Humble in heart. Compassion of the Lord flowing through their hearts, where you see the sick, and it grieves you to the point, not in the flesh way, of, Lord, set them free. Lord, deliver them. Lord, give them dreams. Shake them till they come to you. Lord, what shall we say? And then you speak and release it. There won't be any fear of man. Well, there'll be opposition, but you won't have the fear of man. The boldness of God. Did you see that? I just saw something go into you.
Yeah. I'm not seeing like you, but
feeling. I'm a feeler.
Thank you, Lord. The boldness of God is like the lightning rod of his strength flowing through us. And right now, that is being honed, fine-tuned. And it's not us deserving it. We're just positioned. Yes, Lord, more, Lord. We're hungry for you, Lord. He is setting up his bride. He is cleansing the temple. And we are going to see, a lot of stuff. We're going to see colliding kingdoms, challenging kingdoms, false prophets doing false, witchcraft. Let me just say that, counterfeit. And it's going to cause people to say, Lord, is that you? There's so much deception in the earth right now. And shake, shake, shake. We have to shake it so that we can see, oh, that's counterfeit. Oh, that's not God. Because there's been this slow idol, this slow pour, this slow little wave of the word I'm going to use is, I don't think it's a word, but being comfortable. I was going to say comfort or something or other. Comfortality, is that a word? It is on a Wednesday night.
It is.
Okay, get the dictionary out.
It's carnal comfort.
Yeah, thank you. You got it, Kimmy. I mean, you don't have it, but you know what I'm saying.
Comfortality.
Yeah, comfortality. You know, I bet ya. My house in heaven has a huge library. And I'm going to have extra help.
You're going to be an English teacher.
You know, isn't it like God to use, you know, our weakness to be a strength?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just love him so much. I just love him so much. So anyway, I'm seeing this wave that's come through and lulled the church to sleep and helped comfort and make it nice and not too hard on anybody. Well, that wave is going to crash and drain out because it has no life in it. And God is all about life and substance.
Amen.
And abundance.
Yes.
And so some people won't like that because they liked that lully, comfortable, don't make any waves thing. And those those people that are in that situation, they're going to have two choices. Valium. You know, they'll reach for a drug to continue to be lulled and comforted, or they're going to say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And it's always a choice. It's always a choice. And so our job is to set the captives free. Whether we want that job or not, that's our job.
Amen.
That's scripture.
Yep.
And so as we go about our daily walk, we look, we listen, and we wait. And then the Lord says, release this word. Or grab a hand and pull them out of the fire. And we're going to see a lot of clashing. Oh, we already are. But as we see this, the body of Christ is being strengthened and fine-tuned. And we're in our prayer closet going, what do we do about this? What are you saying? Is there a strategy? Where's the battle plan in the Word? Show me the diagram and help me implement it into the now season that we're in. And so as we move forward, we're going to see marvelous things and very disastrous things. And we're not going to be moved by either one. We're not going to be moved by either one because we're steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Steadfast. Just here we are doing the next thing. When you're in a battle and you're on a battlefield, and there's gunfire going off and you're on your horse or whatever, you're in your tank, you get accustomed to the distractions and the noises, but you laser in. And that's what's going on right now. We are being accustomed to the distractions and the noises, but we're lasered in on God, focused in on Him. Here I am again, Lord. Help me. Here I am, Lord. Oh, I got a little unbelief. Help me with my unbelief. What's unbelief? A battle of the flesh. Oh, I'm struggling in this area. Listen, if you can't master it, surrender. It's the better way. Some things we master out of discipline, but there's others. Lord, you got to deliver me because there's no way I can deal with this. I'm a mess. The better way is His way. And knowing that we only can do anything through His grace, His ability, not ours. He's not looking for strong natural people. He's looking for spiritually attuned lovers of His presence, lovers of His word. Those are the ones that are going to turn the world upside down, going to turn the kingdom of darkness inside out, going to go in and set the captives free, and the enemy is not even going to know what happened.
Hallelujah.
We see that often. Laser, stealth mode, in and out. In and out. So we're like, what? Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Did I say pray in tongues?
Yes.
Did I say it? Pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues?
Yeah.
How long?
All the time.
All the time. Building muscles when you pray in tongues. You're all bodybuilders. You're looking marvelous. Oh, some of you are a little flabby. Some of you are, I'll do it later after I get this thing done. Listen, do it while you're doing that thing.
Yeah.
Come on. You're a dual citizen. You can do two things at once in the spirit and in the natural. Productive citizens for the kingdom of God. Just waiting on Him. you know, I really thought we were going a different direction tonight. I love it. I don't have an agenda, and I don't care, and you guys know that about me. And so I want to do whatever he wants to do, and whatever he says we're going to do to the best of his ability through us. And so I believe that there's, oh, I heard the words impartation. I don't know what that's about, but let's see what that's about. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. There's a truth that I'm seeing this truth that the Lord wants to open in people's hearts. And some of you have this, but some of you don't. And this is what it's about. In you know, we're all born in the natural, and some of us were raised in good families, and some of us were raised in not that great of families, and some of us just had to learn to survive. And as a result of that, some of us have misguided vision or understanding of God the Father. Some of us have related to God the Father as a taskmaker or a taskmaster or, you know, not close. And I feel like the I Am wants us to know who he is. And so right now, by the Spirit of the living God, I command an opening in our souls to receive the goodness of God right now. I see this, it reminds me of a sponge, but it's not. It's a wet substance that the Lord is releasing into our hearts, into the woundings of our hearts or the calluses of our hearts where we've had to learn to survive and live on the skill set of not letting people get too close to us because of past hurts and past structures that we've had to build to just make it and never let them see us, never let us see us cry or show weakness. And I see the Lord releasing this substance from the throne. And it's a healing substance that I see him applying on our hearts tonight, right now. And the goodness of God is washing the debris and the damage and the corruption from our souls to our souls, from the natural ways that have happened to us from our past. And right now I command all that to lift off. I command every hurt and burden, every sorrow, every damaged area of our hearts and our emotions to be removed right now. And I thank you, Lord, that you are applying this liquid love into these areas that were damaged or stunted. And Lord, thank you for releasing the fullness of your life into our hearts right now, into our minds, into our souls. And thank you for the resurrection power, the supernatural power, which penetrates into the natural right now, causing healing to come forth speedily. In Jesus' name. The I Am wants to know you. The I Am is here tonight to restore your soul, to repair the relationship, the brokenness from past wounds and misunderstandings. God is your eternal Father who is perfect in all his ways. And he is making a straight path right now into the chambers of your heart to bring forth his love, his protection, his care, his wisdom. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. I see a weird set of glasses, and they were like, they kind of remind me of like at the, what do you call that guy?
Ophthalmologist.
Thank you. You know how they do the focusing and the letters are on them, the numbers are on them? And I don't know if they fit you for glasses at that, but I see Jesus dialing in these glasses But what he's dialing in is I see the hurt and the soulish wounds being exported, they're coming out, and I see the focus of God and the love of God, the vision of God, which he has for you, perfect vision for you, and perfect vision for him through you. I see that being dialed in right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see a trauma to a soul, and it was sexual abuse. This is for more than one person, and this is both for male and female. And I see a trauma that from multiple repetitive abuse that you have seen and experienced. And I see the Lord reaching in through, now this is a strange word, but I see him reaching through into the natural, into the past, and putting his hand on your heart and causing healing to come forth. There's been, I'm hearing the words double vision, so I just have to speak by the Spirit. There's been double vision, which has caused you to see things inaccurately about your Father, your Heavenly Father. And I see these trick mirrors that the enemy was using, trying to negate or reflect the truth and twist it into a perverted misunderstanding of the love of Christ. And so right now, I, by the Spirit of the living God, I reverse that scheme, I reverse that season, and I command the healing balm of Jesus to come forth and restore which was broken and restore which was stolen. And I command right now the fullness of God and the love of God to overtake you in those crippled areas, those stunted areas of growth and development, and spring forth as only he can, wholeness and truth and the revelation of the love of Christ to come forth right now in Jesus' name. There's been some, because of this sexual abuse, there's been some repetitive habits that were developed as a crutch that were makeshift to help you cope with the compromise that you've experienced. And right now, I see the Lord just gently setting you free effortlessly. You've been crying out for deliverance, and you've been crying out. You've known that there's been issues with intimacy, and you just weren't sure what they were, you just knew there was something not right. And right now, I see the Lord knocking that crutch down and removing it and building forth your structure and building forth a healing, I'm seeing a vortex, a healing vortex, which is washing and cleansing and placing things into right order right now in the name of Jesus. So I release effortless deliverance regarding sexual temptation, regarding, I'm seeing images. I'm not seeing the images, but I'm seeing the brain and the reaction to the brain of pornography and the damage it's done to your brain. And right now, I've seen him do this, and I'm seeing it right now. I'm seeing like a filing system. I'm seeing your brain being reformatted and those images being taken away, and they will never, ever, ever torment you again. And I speak to those tormenting spirits, and I break the hold, and I cut the agreement in the spirit, and I break that tie right now in the name of Jesus by the holy blood of the Lamb and the word of God. I break the agreement that you made unwillingly. You came into agreement through this perverted spirit and trickery. And right now, I break that hold off your mind. I break that hold off your body. And I declare wholeness and holiness right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I see the word victim, and right now, I command that to be shattered, and your identity is victorious in Jesus' name. That label is gone, and it'll never bother you again. I see it cut in the spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Be made whole. Come into the fullness of God. Be restored in the image, the completeness of God, glorious and victorious, and for his good pleasure, not for man's pleasure, not for female pleasure, but for his good pleasure, the right order of God. We command the right order of God right now. I see it. Thank you, Jesus. There's been some trickery and some misunderstanding and deception. And right now, I break that off right now in the name of Jesus. I break it off, the remnant. Go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you are the healer, that you are our Father, our eternal Father. And we gleam to your goodness right now. We receive your wholeness right now. We thank you for your purity. And right now, I reverse the effects off people's souls and bodies of impureness and corruption. And I speak life into those areas and wholeness into those areas. I see a disease. Lord, give me some words, please. I see, I'm just going to speak it, venereal disease, the effects of sexual immorality, and right now, God is making you whole, and I curse that disease, and I command it to dry up and never, ever return again, in Jesus' mighty name. And I'm going to tell you something. I've seen people, I've prayed for people who have had venereal diseases, and God's healed them. This is nothing too big for God. When you know, here's what I love about God. He's always healing, and he's not judging like we judge each other. Some of us did some stupid stuff when we were young, and we paid the price, the enemy's price. But when we are translated into the kingdom of light, that darkness has to go. And right now, I release the light of God in every area of our lives, in our minds, our souls, our bodies. And I declare the resurrection power to live forth and grow stronger in us until he takes us home.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 I see a pill bottle, and it's called Comfort, but it's really a counterfeit. And right now, I see the Lord. I'm not going to release anything until it was like hidden and suppressed and your little secret. And right now, first of all, God sees and knows all things. And right now, he is asking you to make a choice. And you've been battling with this thing, and you've just kind of settled into, well, I guess I'm just going to take this when I need that comfort. And right now, the Lord is saying, do you trust me? Do you trust me? Do you trust me? And if you trust him, hand those pills to him. Give them to him. Let him have it. And you will be made whole. I love when God does deliverance and healing. There's no side effects. There's no withdrawal. There's no, none of that.
Yes.
I've seen him heal and set people free like that. Like it's nothing. Because guess what? It's nothing.
Right.
It's no different than having a limb grow out or a migraine headache, a spirit that has a hold somebody in bondage of a migraine headache gone. God is our healer. God is our healer. God supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory. Not whether we deserve it or don't deserve it. It's according to his riches in glory. So his riches are abundant. He's always abundant. And right now, he's releasing the captives. He's setting the captives free. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy, holy. I see somebody who takes a little nip. Has a little nip at night to help them relax. And you've justified that you've worked a hard day. And your feet hurt. And you only do it a little bit. I'm going to tell you something. That stuff is poison. Mm-hmm. It's a counterfeit. And right now, God wants to release you from that bondage. You have a tendency to have a spirit of addiction. It comes and goes. You try to manage it. I'm going to tell you something. Spirits are spirits. And if you give them a door, they'll come in. If you close the door, they have to leave. And right now, if you want to be set free from that little nip at night that you take, gives you a little buzz to make you feel nothing so you can relax, I'm going to tell you something. You want to feel the presence of the Lord, or you want to feel the presence of the counterfeit, that little buzz that makes you relax? God will never force you, but if you are tired of the counterfeit and you want a taste of the living wine, if you want to be filled, overflowing with this goodness, release. Throw that stuff away and say, I choose life. I choose Jesus. And I'm telling you, when you set that down and make a decision and set your eyes on him and believe him, you will be set free. And he will overflow with his goodness in your heart and in your life. And you will have the best sleep you've ever had, because you will not be relying on the counterfeit. Because here's the thing, the counterfeit, if you're relying on the counterfeit, he determines how much sleep you're going to get and when you need another nip. He's the determiner. See, that is the counterfeit. God says, I want you free. I need you. Are you ready? I heard you say yes. So right now, by the Spirit of the living God, I break the hold of the enemy over addiction on your life. I break the hold of justification. Right now, I expose that lie and I replace it with God's truth that we were justified by Jesus Christ and his works only, and that he is the one that we will serve, not the booze and not the pills. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I see... Lord, give me the words. I see some people going through a shaking, and you are experiencing, this is kind of how we started, you are experiencing everything around you you're just not sure of. I want to remind you of one thing. You told Jesus, you asked him, you said, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Lord, I'm going to die to myself. I want to live and breathe for you. Do with me as you will. You presented yourself as a living sacrifice. And because you did that, God is obligated to shake the debris so that you can see it and go, yikes. And when you see it and you go, yikes, I see you listening and going, what are we doing on this? What are we doing today? How are we working through this? And what do you want me to do? What's my part and what's your part? And I see you digging into the scriptures and yielding them or wielding them like a sword. And I see breakthrough. I see you cutting through the deception and the past. And I see you crossing into the promised land. And so the season of the shaking, during that season, there's this thing called trust. You can't get through without that trust. And you can't have trust without the shaking. And it's necessary because it involves your call, your walk, and the purpose that he has for your life. And so no condemnation. When we're going through this, and we all go through it, what happens is there's an assurity of the I am. You get to know who God is. And nobody No devil, no person, no situation can shake that. There comes a place and a time where you just know God's going to make it right, and you trust him. And you listen, and you wait. And if you don't hear anything, you listen, and you wait. And if you don't hear anything, you listen, and you wait. And in the old way of doing it was you'd listen, you'd wait, you didn't hear anything, so you would do something. And then it would be, oh boy, I guess that wasn't God. See, God is trying to train us to listen and wait. We're so used to listen, wait, I don't hear, so I got to do, or I got to go get a prophecy from somebody. God wants to train you himself. And what he's doing is these situations are created to help develop supernatural trust. Because then when the storms really come, these are not storms, when the storms really come, you won't be moved. Because you died to your agenda, you died to your plans along the way of walking into the promised land. There is a promised land. It's available for every one of us. And what's required? Faith. 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 What prevents us from entering in the promised land? Unbelief. So in the meantime, what do? Lord, help me with my unbelief. You got to deliver me. You got to show me the truth. You got to help me figure this out. I'm yielding completely to your ways. Teach me. What am I working? What are you working on today with me? What are we doing today? And he won't give you a paragraph. He'll give you one sentence, one word. And if you act in obedience, it'll bring you closer, and it'll bring your trust level will grow to where when stuff happens, you won't be shaken. You won't be moved. And you just know God's got it. Amen? Amen. Any questions? Praise the Lord. I am done. Father, we thank you for everything you released in here tonight. We showed up. We showed up because we love you and because you're good. And we believe that you are putting in us and opening up your goodness so that we will be the light in a dark world, where we will walk in your abundance, we will walk in your strength, we will walk in your direction and provision all the days of our life, and we will do what you say to do. Just like Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father in heaven doing. Lord, we ask you to help us understand that and help us grow in that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.